بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We're discussing the reasons for why children have disobedient behavior towards their parents, etc. Among the reasons that children misbehave, or the cause of delinquency in a child, among them we mention is when the parents are quarreling all the time, there's fighting, dispute in the home. Or when the child has too much of an idle time, his mind is too free, doesn't know what to do. And these things will create in a child disobedience to the parents. Then divorce in a home, there is no caring mother, there is no loving father. Or when the children are unsupervised and they have indecent friends. And another reason for why children will have disobedient behavior is parents ill-treat the children. Too strict, too harsh, insulting the child, belittling the child, etc. Comparing the child to others. And amongst the final reasons is mentioned why children develop disobedient behavior is due to media. What they see, the films, the DVDs, etc., from a very, very young age. And this is one of the core reasons for a child or an adult also, for his aqaid and beliefs to break up, to become weak. Our aqaid and beliefs in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Risalat and the Messengerhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Malaika, the Jinnat. What we learn in Maktab, Imani Mufassal, Imani Mujmal, Amantu Billahi Malaikatihi wa Kutubihi wa Rasulihi. When children look at all these films, etc., the only thing they are portraying is that possibly there is no Allah. Or Darwin's theory, atheism, which has become rife in the so-called progressive countries, that they're not sure whether there is a God to believe in. They are looking around. Jamaat have been in South America, America. They come up to you and they have no concept of any God. The God they're looking for is on Google. Is there any God who can worship, we can turn towards? So they are totally lost. This is what now they are pumping in the movies, etc. That really there's no God. Just do it, there's no consequence, there's no rules, etc. These are the brand names also. Just do it, no rules, obey your thirst. That there's no one to obey besides yourself and your nafs. So this basic aqaid of a mu'min from a child, from the time he's young, has been broken down completely. When he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, well, no, they don't believe in him. They believe in Jesus, etc. This is what we learn from these movies, etc. When he comes to the malaika, they believe the malaika are fairies. Like how the mushrikeen used to say, the malaika banatullah, that they are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way they portray the malaika also, in their videos and films, is like some fairy, etc. How do you begin to believe this? When it comes to believing in jinnat, in jinn, Suratul Jinn is in Quran Sharif. While they portray it as ghosts, something that is not true, they have horror movies, etc. So there's nothing to believe in really. It's just a fallacy. It's not true. So from a young age already, the child's aqidah and belief is already being tainted. And in many aspects, when it comes to parda, hijab, intermingling, now even for an adult, after all these years, for him to understand the concept of hijab is very, very difficult. To believe that now intermingling is haram is very difficult. From a young age already, he's been exposed to these things. Now to understand the Shari'i concept of hijab, of parda, of intermingling, has become very, very difficult. So all these things, some time ago, Mufti Ibrahim Salihji Sahib was mentioning also, one of his own musallis or murids that had come to him, or acquaintance came to him, and he said, Maulana, for so many years we're seeing on the TV, these adverts on beer and sharab. So one day it caught me. The way they advertise it on the TV, it caught me. So I just wanted to experiment. I wonder how it tastes. And I got involved. Because the media, we know how they work, how they pick the mind slowly, slowly. See, that day I was looking and the way they advertised it, it looked so nice outwardly, that now I'm addicted. And I can't get out of it. Now when you look at our children, Allah Ta'ala saved them, becoming drug addicts. There's a reason behind it. For this delinquency, drug addiction, etc., there's a reason. There's no ta'lim in the home, there's no exposure to sharia, and these media items, technologies in their hands. One parent came last week and he says, Mawana, my son is 5 years old, and now the five-year-old child, the school called me in because he's showing delinquency in him. His behavior is disruptive, he's becoming aggressive, even at home with his mother. So the first question I asked him, iPad, iPhone, he says, yes, we give it to him. What he's doing, he's playing on it, different games, the media he's seeing, the clips he's watching. I said, well, here's it. Whatever he's seeing, he wants to do. And he says, I believe it. I believe whatever he's seeing, he wants to do it. If he sees the correct things, he's brought to the masjid, he sees the salah being performed, automatically the child will find the little daughter at home also, she wants to put the burqa on. She wants to read namaz. This age of theirs is so sensitive that a person, Allah, whatever he exposes them to, accordingly their heart will follow. May Allah Ta'ala give us understanding to make amal, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.